It's Free Money Monday coming up in one short hour here on The Commute with Carlson. We do have to start this hour off on a very somber note, but a very important note. The KVI family lost one of its most valuable members last week. The producer, longtime producer of The Kirby Wilbur Show, Daryl Summer. Daryl Summers passed away unexpectedly. She was in her early 50s. And we are still unsure of what happened. Daryl had been very popular. She had been not only Kirby's producer, but you heard her voice on many commercials. She also would fill in for other people on various projects and various assignments. And we miss her very much. And her departure was, as I said, completely unexpected. She also, in addition to being a gifted producer, was very talented and was on air herself in music radio. Particularly, Mark Christopher, 106.9
for
many years.
You know, this is the thing about Daryl Summers and John. You know, in the last year, we've lost so many great radio talents, and this one hurts. And I might break up on air, everybody. This is tough. You just meet people in this industry. They put in the hours and the hard work. They're dedicated. Daryl, to me... And there's a lot of talents like this. A radio sister, John, and Phil, you know this too. Mm-hmm. Talk about a go-to. I mean, with the new technology from the days that, you know, when Daryl and I started and in radio, you know, we were still playing 45s and records, then reel-to-reel and cartridges.
Right.
Then came the hard drive, and she basically was one who mastered it faster than a lot of us guys. So tech-wise, I always went to her. But the thing unique about radio, and Mom and Dad, if you're listening, and anybody who ever had an interest in broadcasting, it's one thing to talk on radio and to be yourself, which is hard to do. And you know this if you've ever been asked to be on stage with a microphone. You tend to know that, oh, this doesn't mean I don't sound normal. But Daryl could do that. And the other thing that stood out a lot, and I saw this in her talents, and I used to teach a lot of voice. And a lot of clients at KVI probably recognize this as other clients around the city, is the fact that Daryl could deliver a commercial and avoid this all-called, well, you sound like you're reading. Be sincere. Sound like you really believe in the product. Daryl Summers could do that.
Christine Alexander, a high-end women's apparel manufacturer, is liquidating $3 million of quality inventory. Tank tops, tops, athletic wear, pants, sweaters, denim jackets, capris.
And her energy, and she could just do one right after another.
The ultimate in recycling is to reuse. Plastic nursery and garden pots are no exception to that wisdom. Flower World in Maltby has been recycling pots and containers forever. They accept all sizes, colors, and shapes.
And she got excited. She believed about it, and she knew that, you know, maybe by a chance, maybe a client would like it enough that they'd hire her. And that was always a goal of a lot of broadcasters. I first met Daryl many years ago. A lot of people don't know the story, but after 9/11, there was this big push of how to get everybody back into, like, the American way and let's start the healing. Mm-hmm. And Warm 106.9 here in Seattle was the first on the West Coast to try this Christmas music extension where you go all the way back to Thanksgiving time and roll it through Christmas. And Daryl Summers was there at the time it happened. She was known, as many of you might remember, Daryl Snowballs Summers. And she got into this and a feel for it. And then in time, I had my chance to work over there. She was the one that brought me into that whole Christmas thing for like a month and a half and trained me and said, Mark, it's going to get busy with appearances. And, you know, just that big sister in helping in many ways, John. And it's just, it's so hard that such a tragedy. You know, I worked with her, John. You and I worked with her last day here, and she wasn't feeling good. And she had a bad cough. And you were even concerned. I know Lars was like, Mark, Daryl doesn't seem right today. I said, yeah, we're going to send her home. And we did. And that's the last many of us saw of her.
Yeah, she was gone. It was the last day she was here. She had, you know, a series of health challenges from time to time. Do we know what happened?
Mark?
No, nothing's been shared.
Phil?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Some of our other colleagues spoke with her husband last Friday.
Scott.
I wasn't privy to what they discussed. I don't think it's going to be COVID related. I know Mark was just kind of indicating she had a cough. But she did have some other, health concerns. And so that was why the staff here realized, you know what, you're ailing. You need to get home and you need to rest. You don't need to be here at the radio station trying to fight through whatever's hurting you from a medical standpoint,
yeah, no,
or
she's,
health standpoint.
She's definitely old school. The old school is when you don't feel good, by golly, rub some dirt on it. Mm-hmm. Roll up your sleeves and get to work and tough your way through it. And, of course, the new school is, well, if you're sick, the last thing you should be doing is going to work. You could infect other people.
Right.
And Daryl, you know, was someone who, you know, believed in toughing it out. And, again, she was stepping in, Phil, while you were,
right, I was,
you were on vacation. And we had to say, you know, Daryl, you got strep throat or something, and you really should, you know, look after yourself here. We got it. You know, we can make do. But it was very sudden. It took everyone by surprise. Daryl was, I'm guessing, only in her mid-50s, early to mid-50s.
50 exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 50 exactly.
Yeah, I thought she was around 54, but 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Daryl went to WSU. She and I went to WSU. She and I did not know each other when we were over there, but through our time together in Seattle radio, we both have a mutual friend from WSU, a guy that I got to know during my years over at the old 710 before it switched over to doing sports. And his name is Jim Valley, and Jim was even a reporter at Como Radio for a little while.
I remember Jim.
And a fantastic reporter. And I want to amplify something that Jim posted about Daryl on his Facebook page, because Jim and Daryl knew each other from WSU days. He posted, "We lost one of my closest and dearest friends this week." This was, of course, last week. He says, "You may remember Daryl Summers from Warm 106.9. I met her at the Lentil Festival, an event in Pullman in 1991. The first time I heard her on the air, I thought she was a syndicated talent," meaning she could be marketed out, syndicated to stations all across the country from a single outlet network. "She was so much better than the rest of us at WSU on the Palouse. She invited me to co-host a WSU volleyball event. It sucked. The mic didn't work well. The crowd didn't pay attention to us. She played it off like the pro she was. We worked together, hung out together. We took trips together with our spouses. And I even rented an apartment from her twice." That was one of things I think she even spoke about probably a little bit on the air. She had this side gig, hand managing apartments. She says, "One night we're at a restaurant and a group of women at the next table hear her voice. They fangirled over her for 10 minutes. 'You're Daryl Summers. We love you.' Because they had heard her on Warm 106.9. She deserved that," Jim writes. "She was always extremely generous with everything she did. Her smile and dimples lit up every room. Looking back, she wasn't only a friend, but one of the most influential people in Jim's life." Jim writes, "I owe her so much. To say I will miss her is an understatement."
Again, that's tributes that have come in for Daryl Summers, who is part of our family here at Talk Radio 570 KVI, most prominently when Kirby Wilbur returned to the airwaves. She was Kirby's producer and was with him every step of the way right up to his retirement just last month.
Yeah, at the end of January.
And this was her first steps of this format, you guys, as you know, making the transition right at the time I was doing it from music to radio talk. Here. And few people know Daryl Summers. Daryl was her real name. Dad wanted a boy. They had a girl. Mm-hmm. I still want to call the baby Daryl.
I've heard that story. Yeah.
And she rolled with it. And John, as you know, when we found out about the passing of Daryl Summers Wednesday of last week, that's my Friday. So after sitting there and, you know, we looked like deer in headlights when Phil and I got the word from management, right. You know, I went home and, you know, just thinking of so many things. And I went on social media, and a good friend of ours who used to work here, Scott Carty, was the first to post it on social media. I put a note up saying, if anybody remembers anything fun about Daryl, any experience, whether you worked with her or a friend, send me an email. Real quick, just a couple of lines from people. Marilyn Milano, one of the top sales over at Warm 106.9. Very sad to hear of Daryl's sudden passing, Mark. She was well known, loved her midday talent. She was such a great host, warm and engaging personality, fun to work with. Big challenge I had was to send her and a promotion crew to Kauai on behalf of the Kauai Visitors Bureau and deliver an experience on the air that this is the place to go and experience a vacation. Five-star performance. Chris Wojcik, one of many talents at iHeart and what we call Total Traffic Network. When I came aboard, I was so psyched to work here. Such a great talent, motivator, shared things and ideas with me. Jill Taylor, Star 101.5.
Oh, yes.
That voice, that resonance, so smooth and sultry. Those dimples, her smile, so pure and comforting. She was not only my radio sister, she was my friend. Judith Larson, another great talent who worked traffic here at KVI, usually split the morning traffic shift when Daryl helped out with skills over there. Very talented, smart reporter and producer, but as an entrepreneur, she was really excelled. For a time, I forgot, she was selling homes, and apparently she sold a home for Judy Larson there in Edmonds. Herb Weisbaum, consumer reporter. Mark, Daryl was not only a great broadcaster, blessed with a beautiful voice, he was a wonderful person who cared so much about others. I will miss hearing her on the radio and seeing her at work when I come to Como and Como Plaza. I consider myself lucky that I was able to get to know her. Your friend and everybody's Herb Weisbaum, consumer man reporter.
You see, you get an idea of just how far and widespread the affection was for Daryl Summers, well beyond the KVI family. Someone who, again, helped pioneer the Christmas music phenomenon at 106.9. They did it first, and they've done it most successfully, and then made the transition from music radio into news talk. And of course, you've heard her voice on a number of commercials. So many people who have worked with her all remember her so fondly and with such great affection. Not only a gifted colleague, but really a wonderful and warm human being. Daryl Summers, you will be missed. God bless you.